Welcome to class session 533 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Yeah, I would invite you at this time to get your Bible and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to read to you a very familiar story about David and Goliath. I remember when I was a young boy and I heard this story, and it was so thrilling to me how this unknown shepherd boy came from Bethlehem and walked into the armies of Israel and saw that the Philistines were on the hill of the other side, and there was a valley between the armies of the Philistines and the armies of Israel. And he saw the giant Goliath come out and defy the armies of Israel, saying, "Send me a man to fight for me, and we'll settle this thing between us two." And David, in seeing that, saw that none of the men of Israel would take up that challenge, not even the king Saul. And the young David had such faith and courage, childlike faith, and the courage of a man. And he said, "Is there not a cause? Can we not do this?" And so David himself volunteered to go up against that giant. And without any armor on, for he had tried Saul's armor, and says, "I don't know how to use this equipment." Says, "Let me do it my way." And so David went out and gathered stones and took his sling and went out to face that giant. And that giant had ugly words for David. But David promised that giant this would be his last day, because he was fighting against not just David or against Israel, but against Jehovah. And sure enough, with one stone, David brought that giant to the ground and then took the sword of Goliath and cut his head from that body. What comes to my mind are two pictures that were in a little Bible that I had. It was for children, I guess. It was a King James Version, but there were pictures in there. And one is a picture of David with his sling, slinging it around with that giant approaching him. And then there's another picture that must have come from another Bible. But it's a picture of David standing over that dead giant, holding up the giant's sword in one hand and the severed head of Goliath in the other. It always seemed a bit of a gruesome picture, and yet it was heroic how David went up against the giant Goliath. You know, there's so many times in life where it feels like we are just facing giants, giant challenges to our spiritual health. And if we could have that faith and courage of David, we could walk out with the boldness he had and defeat those things. And I wish we could have that kind of faith. David did not always exercise such faith, but he did in this instance. And so we're going to read this story, and I'll inject some thoughts along the way as we do. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, and while you're doing so, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, I'm going to begin reading in 1 Samuel 17 and verse 3. Where it says, "The Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span." Now, we don't know exactly how long a cubit was. Some have estimated it might be the foot and a half. It is the length of the forearm, and the span is thought to be the width across a hand. And how large then was this Goliath of Gath? Well, depending on how you would measure a cubic, he was very large any way you would measure it. But some have estimated that he could have been anywhere from 7, 8, 9, or even up to 10 feet tall. He was a giant of a man. and very fierce and intimidating. It says in 1 Samuel 17 in verse 5, he had a helmet of brass on his head, and he was clad with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. He had to have been a strong man to have carried about such armor. 1 Samuel 17:6, he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a javelin of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield-bearer went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. 1 Samuel 17 in verse 12. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judea, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons. And the man was an old man in the days of Saul, stricken in years among men. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse had gone after Saul to the battle. And the name of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him, Aminadab, and the 3rd was Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. Now David went to and fro from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. 1 Samuel 17, 17. And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched grain, and these 10 loaves, and carry them quickly to the camp of thy brethren, and bring these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the place of the wagons, as the host which was going forth to the fight shouted for the battle. And Israel and the Philistines put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his baggage in the hand of the keeper of the baggage, and ran to the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion of the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the ranks of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake unto the men that stood by, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. 1 Samuel 17:28. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why art thou come down? With whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned away from him toward another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. 1 Samuel 17:31. And the words were heard which David spake, and they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said to Saul, Thy servant was keeping his father's sheep. But when there came a lion, or a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant smote both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And David said, Jehovah that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and Jehovah be with thee. And Saul clad David with his apparel, and he put a helmet of brass on his head, and he clad him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his apparel as he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. I want to pause right here. We think of David as a very small boy, but he must not have been very small. I want you to remember that Saul was head and shoulders above the people. Saul himself was a big man. And if he was able to don David with his armor, then David must have been a pretty big man himself. But now let's continue with our reading in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40, where it said, David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in the shepherd's bag which he had, even his wallet, and his sling was still in his hand. And he drew near unto the Philistine. 1 Samuel 17:41. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and a ruddy, and withal a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest unto me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said unto David, Come unto me. And I will give thy flesh to the birds of the heavens and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin. But I come to thee in the name of Jehovah of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will Jehovah deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from off thee. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day into the birds of the heavens and to the wild beast of the earth. And all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly may know that Jehovah saveth not with sword and spear. But the battle is Jehovah's, and he will give you into our hand. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and red toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sank in the forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Well, we'll finish reading this chapter in the next lesson. You might want to mark 1 Samuel 17 and verse 50.